Sinn Féin TD Martin Kenny has written to the Oireachtas Communications Committee requesting that AIR's CEO and senior management appear before them. Yesterday, AIR was fined €7,500 in the Dublin District Court after pleading guilty to 12 counts of breaching regulations governing how complaints should be handled by providers. Deputy Kenny joins us now from our Oireachtas studio. Very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the
Good afternoon, Brian.
It's just back in 2020, in November 2020, when the previous chief executive of AIR, Carolyn Lennon, was in before the committee, Martin Kenny, promising to do better, acknowledging there'd been failures in customer care, and yet we had everything that transpired yesterday in court under a new CEO. It seems that appearances before the committee don't make much difference.
Well, they didn't on that occasion, and hopefully we can change that. I think the behaviour has been despicable. What we've here is we have AIR, a major company, which provides an awful lot of our infrastructure for telecommunications and for internet and broadband communications across the country, simply having a policy where they won't deal with their own customers. And, you know, it is deplorable that they think that they can carry on in that fashion. It's what's surprising about it, while we've had years of complaints and problems, what's surprising about this is that it has been uncovered that it was actually company policy to be in breach of regulations. And that's really the issue that we need to get to grips with. And that's why I've asked the CEO and senior management of AIR to come before the committee to be held to account for this for once and for all, because it simply can't continue in this manner, because it's not just customers of AIR, but many of the other providers out there provide their services through AIR because they're a major wholesaler. And for a lot of ordinary people out there who are doing their best, you know, they ring up AIR, they ring up their provider, and they get the runaround with them. And that has been the case for so, so long. And we simply have to stop this and get a proper customer service put in place.
Is there a job of work here for the Oireachtas in terms of the sanctions that are available to the courts?
Yes.
And the powers of Comreg? AIR is a company that in 2023 turned over 1.2, almost 1.3 billion euros.
Right.
A fine of €7,500 doesn't seem much of a penalty.
No, it's no penalty at all in reality. And you know, we understand that that was the court, because it was a district court. It was if you like, hamstrung as to the level of penalty it could apply. But that's something that we also need to look at as to the powers both of Comreg and indeed the penalties that are in place when people are in breach of regulations of this nature. Because it's simply unacceptable that we can have AIR continuing to behave in this manner. As you say, in the past, Brian, you know, they've come before committees, they've come before the media, they've promised that, you know, they were going to do better, that they'd sorted out all the difficulties, that they'd a bad history and that they that new turn the corner. We heard that so many times. We simply can't accept that now. We have to get to grips with this and ensure that we get, you know, not just proper place and a proper process in place for logging complaints, but actually ensure that the complaints are dealt with, that people get the service that they pay for and need to be provided with.
So if you got the AIRCOM chiefs in front of you, what would be the questions you'd be putting to them? What would you want to hear from them that would give you the kind of reassurances that you and their customers would want?
I think we'd need full transparency as to how their system works, as to where the system has gone wrong in the past, as to how that has been corrected, as to what procedures they're going to put in place to ensure that this cannot happen again, as to where the investment is going to be to ensure that there are enough, first of all, customer care staff there, but also that there is a quick and proper response to issues that people have, whether it's a problem with a mast or it's a problem on the ground in a box or whatever, that there's people out there to do that work. Because it seems what they've been doing is avoiding doing the work and putting people on a runaround, sometimes for months and years in some cases. And it's simply unacceptable. And if they're going to be a major provider of internet services across the country, which the state is paying them to do in many cases, you know, we simply have to have proper service.